The Australian government has sent a team of officials to northern Sri Lanka to look at the camps where hundreds of thousands of Tamil civilians are being held by the Sri Lankan government. Among the detainees are three Australians. Sri Lanka says it is only holding the Tamils while it works out whether they were members of the vanquished Tamil Tigers. National Security correspondent Matt Brown reports.
More than 280,000 Tamils have been held in camps guarded by the Sri Lankan military ever since the military smashed the Tamil Tigers more than a month ago. Among the detainees, three Australian Tamils, who the Sri Lankan government says must be screened like everybody else to see if they're members of the Tamil Tigers. Two of them are women. One's 26 years old, the other is 29. The third is a 62-year-old man. According to a spokesperson for the Department of Foreign Affairs, Australian diplomats based in Sri Lanka have been trying to, quote, obtain urgent access to these people. Weeks have gone by, but they still haven't managed to get to them. The department says it's heard nothing to suggest the three Australians aren't safe and it's helping their families in Australia, but there's also puzzling uncertainty about their fate. Sri Lanka's High Commissioner to Canberra, Senaka Welgampaya, says his government doesn't even know who they are or where they are.
They have so far not identified the persons, and when they are identified, and if in fact they are there, then they will have to be questioned as to what they were doing.
The Australian head of the International Commission of Jurists, former New South Wales Supreme Court judge and Attorney General, John Dowd, says the Australians are caught up in an increasingly worrying humanitarian nightmare.
We can't wait for an interminable delay while the Sri Lankan government works out who it says are combatants and who it says aren't.
Several staff members from the Australian High Commission in the capital, Colombo, are visiting Sri Lanka's north to look at camp conditions, talk to the United Nations, aid groups and Sri Lankan government agencies. But the Sri Lankan government has banned independent observers who want regular access to the camps.
What's going on? Why can't the world be allowed in? There can only be things that the Sri Lankan government doesn't want us to see, and that's a real concern.
The International Commission of Jurists says the conditions there aren't the only worry. The purpose of the camps may breach the Convention Against Genocide.
The convention covers forced movement of people. These people have been forcibly moved from the areas where they surrendered to other parts of Sri Lanka. The real concern is that they're not going to be returned, that in fact they're going to move them, transfer the population and put other people in.
The government's raised the plight of Tamil civilians several times, but its other business with the Sri Lankan government goes on. Yesterday, the Deputy Chief of Australia's Navy, Rear Admiral David Thomas, made an unannounced visit to Colombo to meet the Chief of Sri Lanka's Defence Staff. The Defence Department says it was a goodwill visit to meet senior Sri Lankan defence officials to exchange views on regional security. The Department of Foreign Affairs was more explicit. It says the two men discussed people smuggling.
Matt Brown reporting.